Daniels, Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, August 4th, 1903. Elder Daniels, my dear brother. Yesterday I sent Willie a letter containing the warning that has been given again and again. The workers in our sanitariums are not to sign contracts binding themselves to an association or an institution for a certain number of years. They are to learn not of men, but of God. Dr. Kellogg treats those who learn under him as if he owned them, body, soul, and spirit. The Lord wants no such binding up with human beings, even if these human beings were without blame. But Dr. Kellogg is not straight. He is not holding the beginning of his confidence firm unto the end. The gospel ministry and medical missionary work are to be united. But Dr. Kellogg is not understandingly engaged in gospel missionary work. He needs to be converted, and God grant that he may be. I have repeatedly been instructed that no one should be advised to pledge himself to spend 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 years under any man's tuition, not even Dr. Kellogg's. Brethren, we have no time for this. Time is short. We are to hold out urgent inducements to the men who ought now to be engaged in missionary work for the Master. The highways and byways are yet unworked. The Lord calls for young men to labor as canvassers and evangelists, to do house-to-house work in places that have not yet heard the truth. God speaks to our young men, saying, "Ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19, 20. The Lord must be given an opportunity to show men their duty and to work upon their minds. No one is to bind himself to serve under the direction of any human being, for the Lord himself will call men, as of old he called the humble fishermen, and will himself give them the education he desires them to have. He will call men from the plow and from other occupations to give the last note of warning to perishing souls. There are many ways in which to work for the Master, and the great teacher will open the understanding of these workers, enabling them to see wondrous things in his word. The signs that show that Christ's coming is near are fast fulfilling. The Lord calls for canvassers and evangelists. Those who will go forth to this work under his direction will be wonderfully blessed. Let our churches be guarded. Let our people work intelligently, not under the rule of any man, but under the rule of God. Let them stand where they can follow the will of God. Their service belongs to Him. Their capabilities and talents are to be refined, purified, ennobled. In this lower school, the school of earth, they are to be prepared for translation into the school of heaven, where their education will be continued under the personal supervision of Christ, the great teacher, who will lead them beside the living waters and open to them the mysteries of the kingdom of God. Those who in this life do their best will obtain a fitness for the future immortal life. The Lord calls for volunteers who will take their stand firmly on His side and will pledge themselves to unite with Jesus of Nazareth in doing the very work that needs to be done now, just now. There are many young men and young women among us who, if inducements are held out, would naturally be inclined to take several years' course of study at Battle Creek. But will it pay? Has not the Lord some practical work to do in missionary lines? Manly young men will be needed to enter the printing office, when it is established in Washington, to learn the printer's trade. Our publications are to be prepared to go forth to the world. Canvassers are to be educated to take up the work of circulating these publications. Our books and papers are to go to places that are still in the darkness of error. The Lord calls upon young men to enter our schools. Schools are to be established in which our youth can receive an education that will prepare them to go forth to do evangelical work and medical missionary work. Let these schools be established out of the cities. I call upon all to fasten themselves to Christ. He invites them. Come unto me. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew 11, verse 28 to 30. Let us not be in any way deceived. Let us realize the weakness of humanity and see where man fails in his self-sufficiency. We shall then be filled with a desire to be just what God desires us to be: pure, noble, sanctified. We shall hunger and thirst after the righteousness of Christ. To be like God will be the one desire of the soul. This is the desire that filled Enoch's heart. And we read that he walked with God. He studied the character of God to a purpose. He did not mark out his own course or set up his own will, as if he thought himself fully qualified to manage matters. He strove to conform himself to the divine likeness. Since writing the foregoing, I have read your letter. The specious working of which you speak is like the working of Satan in the heavenly courts. A week ago, I was instructed that I must warn our people throughout this country to have nothing to do with these new plans. Stand as clear as possible from Dr. Kellogg. The time has come for me to say that his plans and inventions do not bear the signature of heaven. Stand clear, my brethren, for your soul's sake. Stand clear. I have much matter written in my diary regarding these things, and I will have it copied as soon as possible. These things have been outlined before me, and I have spoken in parables of them. Sad indeed will be the experience of everyone who ventures to follow the course that Dr. Kellogg is taking. God does not need Dr. Kellogg to outline his plans. Come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 17-18. If ever this message needed to be given, it is now. Let us stand firm for principle. God has not given us into the hand of Dr. Kellogg to be managed by him.